Heavy snowfall paralyzed many parts of the Czech Republic on Sunday, closing Prague's Ruzyně airport for over 10 hours, restricting highways to one-lane traffic and cutting off mountain towns and villages. Daniela Lazarová reports on what many people claim to be the worst winter in half a century.
On Sunday, people across the Czech Republic woke up to 25 centimetres or 10 inches of fresh snow on the ground and more coming down by the minute. 24 hours of persistent snowfall delivered more snow in the course of that day than had fallen in Prague during the entire winter. Ruzyně Airport closed down to all incoming and outgoing traffic in the blizzard that lasted through most of the day as snow ploughs worked non-stop to clear the runways. Although road maintenance crews had been out in force all night, the country's main east-west motorway, the so-called D1, was restricted to traffic in one lane in each direction, and progress was slow due to numerous accidents along the road. Traffic on the outskirts of Prague was moving at snail's pace, trains were delayed, and the intercity bus service was disrupted. Not a situation you would expect on March the 12th, but this winter has been one of the worst in memory. Radim Tolš from the Hydrometeorological Institute explains that these unseasonable spells are part of the climatic change that was forecast years ago.
I think that it's possible to say that it is climatic change. The climatologist 20 years ago said that we expected some extremes during the winter, extremes during the summer, and so on. And that situation, for example, yesterday in Prague and in the north part of Czech Republic, was according to our forecast.
Right. Does that mean that we can expect a similar pattern in coming years? Very long and hard winters and hot summers? Is that what we're to expect?
We can expect the extremes. It means that we can expect that the next winter will be completely without snow. Why not? It is extreme too. It's not possible to say that we are expecting the winters with the heavy snow each year after year. It is not extremes. Extreme is that one winter is heavy snow and next winter will be without snow. It's possible. It is the climatic change.
So basically, we'll never know what to expect from now on.
Yes, yes. We never know what will be next winter, next summer, and the year after. But what we know, that climatic change is a result of some activity of sun, of astronomical activity, and of activity of population.
The economic losses caused by Sunday's heavy snowfall have yet to be assessed, but one negative aspect is clear. Road maintenance crews have already spent all of their allotted funds for 2006 on clearing away the snow and spreading salt on icy roads. When the snow finally melts, it will reveal a lot of new potholes and no funds to patch them up with. One thing is obvious, climatic change is something we shall have to be prepared to deal with in the coming years. So far, Czechs have pretty much resorted to their traditional weapon against bad weather, their sense of humour. Students have held a mock demonstration against it, and Czech songwriter Jaromír Nohavica has written a song about his winter blues. Czechs are sending it to each other on their mobiles, and it's helping them feel just a tiny bit better.
Na ČT 1 studio sníh. Voldanová sedí na saních. A v Praze kalamita jak na Sibiři. 3 cm sněhu. A u muzea 4.
An anti-winter protest song by Jaromír Nohavica, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.